have to tune down for that one. Yes, in the beginning, when we were boys, you might say teenage boys, we lived about, I'd say, 25 miles apart, and we was together quite a bit when we were in our teens. I started in the music business when I was 12 years old, and if I'm not mistaken, Earl started about 2 or 3 years later. I know he used to come to the radio station where I was playing with Wiley and Zeke Morris, Morris Brothers, and listen to us play. And he got his teaching from the same man I did, Snuffy Jenkins. Then I quit the Morris Brothers, and he took my job. Then he quit Bill Monroe, and I took his job. And then we kind of made ourselves a job, so to speak. Of Earl's style?
How do you account for the difference between the two styles?
Oh, how do I account for it? Well, really, I never had thought much about it. I just play the way I feel, and I imagine Earl does the same thing. It's hard to explain, I guess, things like that. I've got a lot of blues in me. I don't know where I got it from. Probably from plowing a mule when I was a kid. I don't know. That was kind of a hard task. Yes, Pat? All right. A capo. For a banjo. In other words, it makes it a little easier to play a number if you're using a capo. But actually, you don't need one. I never really heard tell of a capo until I went to work with Bill Monroe. In fact, I didn't even know what one was. Bill used to do a lot of his stuff in flats and sharps and stuff like that. Know the neck of your banjo, or learn it well enough. Of course, some people like the sharp crack they get from using a capo. I always found it took more time for me to tune one after I put one on and did to play two or three numbers, and people didn't like that too well, somehow or another. So I come to one conclusion. I either had to learn to play without using a capo completely or be a flop. I mean, I'm going to flop anyway, but I'll give you, for instance, now... Let's take Dear Old Dixie, for instance. It's very simple, played open key. Of course, you all know how it goes. Shaver. Now you can transpose the thing to A flat, let's say, and it's a little bit harder to do, but it can be done. And this is a key that don't leave you too much space back to work. Chords that you would in A flat. B flat's the same thing. Just You gotta remember you're at the third fret back here as far as